由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are so glad you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我们的节目。
And today I want to talk to you about hunger and thirst.
今天呢，我想跟你是讲讲有关于饥渴的问题。
The world over, people are obsessed with food and diets.
在目前，在全世界，啲人呢都为咗食物同埋飲食習慣呢係覺得好困擾嘅。
I am told that on a given day in the United States of America, 1/3 of the population is on some sort of a diet.
我聽人講喺一日之內就有三分之一嘅美國人呢係喺度食緊減肥餐嘅。
Now there are people who always say, I am going to diet tomorrow.
有啲人成日都話我听日咧就开始减肥啦。
And they always do that after a very large meal.
而佢哋讲呢句说话，即系话听日就要开始减肥咧，通常都系喺佢哋食咗一餐大餐之后讲嘅。
But our times are so different from biblical times.
但系我哋嘅时代同圣经嘅时代咧系好唔相同嘅。
And our mindset is so different from that of the time of the Lord Jesus when he was on the earth.
而我哋嘅思想亦都同耶稣在世嘅时代咧系完全唔同嘅。
The people to whom Jesus was speaking,
嗰啲听耶稣讲说话嘅人
were starving to death.
佢哋咧好多都系好肚饿，饿到就嚟死嘅。
Even the poorest among us is able to find food.
但是在我们富裕社会里面，就算是最穷的人都能够找到食物的。
It wasn't so back then.
但在耶稣那个时代却不是这样。
It is important for us, therefore, to grasp the meaning of what Jesus is saying.
所以呢，我们就要懂得去掌握耶稣所讲的说话当中真正的含义究竟是什么了。
He said, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness."
他说饥渴慕义的人有福了。
His hearers could easily relate his words to physical hunger.
他的听众呢，其实很容易就将他的说话是联想到生理方面的饥渴。
Some even could understand spiritual hunger.
有啲人咧，甚至可以将呢句说话咧，系理解为灵里边嘅饥饿。
Because to them, food and water were an absolute necessity and not luxury.
因为对于呢啲人嚟讲咧，食物同埋水咧系绝对嘅必需品，而唔系奢侈品。
And in biblical times, both food and water were so scarce that they never wasted them.
喺圣经嗰个嘅年代咧。食物同埋水咧系非常之稀少嘅，所以咧当时嘅人系绝对唔会浪费嘅。
So when Jesus said, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness,"
所以当耶稣话饥渴慕义的人有福了
，His hearers immediately understood that righteousness is not a luxury but a necessity。
咁佢嘅听众咧就即刻明白。饥渴慕义所讲的义呢，并不是奢侈品，而是必需品。
Let's look at this.
让我们一起来看一看。
What does righteousness mean?
究竟饥渴慕义所讲的义是什么意思呢
？Very briefly, it means seeking after pleasing God.
简单来讲咧，就是追求讨神喜悦啦。
It means going after God's heart.
就是咧跟从神的心意。
It is an absolute necessity for spiritual life as drink and food for the physical life.
这个呢绝对是属灵生命的必需品，就好像饮水和食物一样，对人体呢是非常之重要的。
I want you to imagine that one day you wake up.
请你想象一下，某个早上你睡醒觉。
And there'll be no cars.
在当时呢是没有车。
No electricity.
没有电。
No telephones.
没有电话。
No buses.
亦都没有公车。
Imagine what life will be like.
试想象一下，生活没有了这么多样东西之后，会变成怎么样呢？
Now, in a spiritual realm, righteousness is like that.
而在属灵方面呢，义就好像这样了。
Righteousness is not an optional spiritual supplement, but an absolute necessity.
义并不是可有可无的那种的属灵供应，而是呢，属灵方面绝对的必需品来的。
Hungering for righteousness, thirsting for righteousness is as important for every believer in Jesus Christ as food and water.
对于基督徒来讲，饥渴慕义就好像食物和水一样，是至关重要的。
You can no more spiritually live or even survive without righteousness than we can live without food and water.
正如没有了食物，没有了水，我们不能够生存。所以在属灵的生命里面，如果没有了义的话，我们都没办法存活。
I am sure you know that in the ancient world, there were lots of famines.
相信你都知道，在古代的社会里面呢，是经常有饥荒的。
And that is why they valued food and water.
所以呢，他们就这么看重食物和水了。
Any person who owned a well was considered to be a very wealthy person.
任何人只要呢是拥有一口井呢，那就已经是非常之有钱的人了。
Rome itself experienced a famine back in the year 436 BC.
在西元前436年，罗马亦都曾经呢是经历过一次的饥荒。
It was so severe that thousands of people literally threw themselves into the Tiber River to drown.
当时的饥荒呢是非常之严重的，以致呢有数千人是投河自杀的。
We don't know what that is like.
我们没办法想象当时那一刻的情景究竟是怎样。
I fast one day a week for spiritual reasons.
为了属灵的原因呢，我每星期都会禁食一日的。
But 24 hours in a week is nothing.
但是一星期只有24小时不吃东西，不算得是什么。
But I have never been completely deprived of food.
但是我从来呢都没有完全不吃东西的。
Not many of us, even the poorest among us.
大多数的人呢，相信和我都差不多，即使是最穷的人呢，都不至于是落到这样的地步的。
But what I'm talking about is something greater than food.
但是我所讲的是那些比食物更加重要的东
西。The people to whom Jesus was talking understood exactly what it is to experience starvation.
那些听耶稣教导的人，他们非常之清楚饥饿究竟是怎样的一回事。
I am told that there are four stages of starvation.
我听讲饥饿呢一共是有四个阶段的。
The first stage,
第一个阶段
is irritation,
就是呢暴躁易怒的。
The second stage,
而第二个阶段呢
is physical exhaustion,
就是精疲力尽。
The third stage,
而第三个阶段呢
is depression,
就是忧郁沮丧。
And the fourth stage,
第四个阶段
is lifelessness,
就是失去了生命了。
And that happens spiritually too.
而在属灵方面呢，都是这样的。
Jesus is saying,
主耶稣讲的是
hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be satisfied.
佢话饥渴慕义嘅会得到满足。
This is one type of hunger and one type of thirst that you can be sure you'll receive satisfaction from God.
呢一种嘅饥渴咧，肯定系会能够从神嗰度得到饱足嘅。
But if you let your hunger for righteousness be satisfied with fake food,
但系如果你用一啲假冒嘅嘢嚟去满足你对义嘅饥渴。
Then you will go through these same four stages of starvation spiritually.
咁你咧就会喺灵里边经历呢四个阶段嘅饥饿啦。
Some of you may be saying,
咁可能咧，有啲人就会话啦。
What do you mean by fake food?
你所讲嘅假冒嘅食物究竟系乜嘢咧
？Let me tell you about a native plant in Central America.
让我话俾你听，喺中美洲有一种土生嘅植物。
That plant is called the nardoo plant.
呢一种嘅树咧，系叫做纳杜树。
If you eat it.
如果你食咗佢咧
，it immediately fills you up。
咁咧，你即刻咧就会觉得好饱嘅。
It gives you a sense of satisfaction。
系令到咧，你系觉得有一种满足嘅感觉嘅。
You don't feel like you want food or drink anymore。
你就觉得咧，你暂时唔再需要其他嘅食物或者其他嘅饮料啦。
It fills the stomach very quickly。
咁咧系能够咧令到你嘅胃好快就胀饱咗嘅。
But it has no nutritional value whatsoever.
但系实际上咧呢一种嘅植物咧，佢系毫无营养嘅。
Not so long ago,
冇几耐之前咧
，a group of Englishmen were traveling throughout the jungles of Central America.
就一班英国人，一班英国嘅探险家咧，佢哋系穿越呢个中美洲嘅森林。
And they relied completely upon this nardoo plant.
佢哋咧就完全去依赖呢一种纳杜树嚟去充饥。
They died of starvation.
结果呢班探险家咧，佢哋全部都饿死咗啦。
Why?
点解呢班嘅英国探险家会饿死嘅咧
？Because they were not aware that the plant had a deceptive character.
因为佢哋唔知道。呢种树咧系有欺骗性嘅。
And when you and I settle for anything less than the righteousness of God，
当你同埋我去接受一啲唔属于神嘅义呢啲嘅事物嘅时候咧
，we could die of spiritual starvation。
我哋嘅属灵生命亦都会饿死嘅。
If you rely on a church membership。
如果你依赖你教会会友嘅身份
，you will die of spiritual starvation。
咁你属灵嘅生命咧就会饿死啦。
If you rely on preacher or minister，
如果你依赖某位讲员或者某位嘅传道人
，you will die of spiritual starvation。
咁你属灵嘅生命咧亦都会饿死嘅。
If you rely on rituals and ceremonies。
如果你依赖宗教嘅礼节同埋宗教嘅仪式
，you will die of spiritual starvation。
咁你嘅属灵生命咧，亦都会饿死嘅。
If you rely on fame and fortune，
如果你依赖明星、依赖你嘅财富
，you will die of spiritual starvation。
咁你嘅属灵生命亦都会饿死嘅。
If you rely on your reputation。
如果你依赖你个人嘅名誉
，you will die of spiritual starvation。
咁你属灵嘅生命咧，亦都系会饿死嘅。
And if you apply those four stages of physical starvation in your life，
如果你将生理上嘅饥饿嗰四个嘅阶段
，and apply them to the spiritual life，
系运用到去你嘅属灵生命上边。
you will find the following happens.
咁你咧就会发现以下嘅情况出现啦。
First of all,
首先咧
，you will become weak and irritable.
你会系好软弱，好容易咧就会嬲嘅。
You will become susceptible to virus of temptation.
你好容易咧就会受到嗰啲诱惑嘅病毒咧嘅感染。
Are you irritated right now?
你而家系咪心烦气躁、好暴躁、好易嬲咧
？Then watch out.
如果系嘅话，咁你就真系要小心啦。
You are in the first stage of spiritual starvation.
你正系处于属灵饥饿嘅第一阶段。
Here are the signs of irritation.
以下咧可以同大家分享一啲容易嬲嘅一啲嘅征兆。
Criticizing the church.
例如就系好中意批评教会啦。
Criticizing the ministers.
例如系好中意去批评牧师啦。
Criticizing singing.
例如好中意去批评唱诗啦。
Criticizing those in leadership.
好中意去批评领袖啦等等。
If that is happening to you,
如果你咁样做嘅话
，take notice，
咁咧就请你留意啦。
You are hungering after the wrong things，
你喺度追求紧错误嘅嘢。
You are not hungering after righteousness，
你并唔系咧饥渴慕义嘅。
You are not hungering after Jesus，
你并唔喺度渴望耶稣。
You are not hungering after the kingdom of God。
你并唔喺度渴望神嘅国。
You are not hungering after the glory of God。
你并唔喺度渴望紧神嘅荣耀。
The next step in spiritual starvation will be this。
属灵饥渴嘅下一个阶段咧，就系咁样嘅。
You become spiritually listless and indifferent。
你会变得对属灵嘅事咧系好冷漠。觉得咧无关重要
，and you will say who cares what happens？
你会话我先唔在乎发生啲咩事啊
？And then thirdly，
而第三点咧就系
，you'll become spiritually depressed。
喺属灵嘅事上，你会觉得好沮丧。
And finally， you'll spiritually die。
而最后咧，你嘅灵命。就会咧系死亡啦。
I thought of an old farmer one time who was talking to his pastor。
我谂起一位嘅老农夫，有一次佢同佢嘅牧师咧系讲闲偈。
And his pastor said he was going to a conference to discuss how to get people into the church。
咁个牧师咧就话佢要去参加一个座谈会。讨论啊，点样去让到教会嘅人数咧系有增长嘅
？And the old farmer said to him，
而呢位嘅老农夫咧就同佢讲
，He said， Pastor， this is strange to me。
佢话牧师真系奇怪啦。
When I go to farmers' convention， they never discuss how to get the cattle to the food。
佢话当我参加农业会议嘅时候，我哋从来咧都系冇讨论过。怎样去给那些的牲畜去食草的
When we get together as farmers,
当我们这班的农夫是聚首一堂的时候
Many groups try to serve you food that makes you feel good instead of nutritional food.
大家都说很多人所提供的食物呢只是为了讨顾客的欢心但是呢它是不供应有真正营养的食物。
We spend our time discussing the best kind of food.
於是咧，我哋就花時間嚟去討論究竟咧乜嘢先至係最好嘅食物咧。
We can learn from this farmer.
咁我哋咧其實係可以向呢位老農夫咧去學習嘅。
Because unfortunately in our generation,
因為我哋呢一代係非常之不幸嘅。
We find people going after entertainment instead of solid food.
我哋发现啲人呢系追求娱乐而唔系真正嘅食物嘅。
We find people who are going after pleasing oneself.
我哋发现好多人呢都系喺度追求取悦佢自己。
We find that many groups are anxious to give you fancy food, but no nutritional value.
我哋发现好多人呢都系急于俾你各式各样有吸引力嘅食物，而唔系呢真正有营养嘅食物。
But Jesus said.
但是主耶稣基督说
Unless you hunger for righteousness,
他说除非你因为缺乏义而觉得饥饿
Unless you thirst for righteousness,
他说除非你因为缺乏义而觉得口渴
You will never be satisfied.
如果不是你就永远没办法得到满足了。
Not so long ago,
在没几耐之前
a lady in the United States,
一个呢是美国的妇女
decided to serve dog food to the party.
她决定将狗食的食物呢是作为聚会的餐点。
She was a very good cook.
她是一位呢非常之擅长是善于厨艺的人。
And she tried to trick the people to see if they can distinguish that food or not.
咁佢咧就系同嗰班嘅客人咧去开个玩笑，睇下佢哋咧能唔能够去分辨出呢一种咧其实系狗食嘅食物嚟嘅。
She made the food look so good.
佢将食物做到咧好好睇。
People ate it within 10 minutes.
咁班客人呢喺十分钟之内呢就食晒啦。
This explained to us how undiscerning people are.
呢个呢就话俾我哋听啲人系几咁冇辨别能力嘅。
And God created us to hunger for food and thirst for water physically.
神造咗我哋嘅身体饿咗呢就想食嘢颈渴呢就想飲水嘅。
He also created us to hunger and thirst for righteousness, spiritually speaking.
咁而神呢，亦都系做咗我哋，让我哋喺属灵上边呢，系能够得到满足。
God created us with that inner longing to be filled.
神造我哋嘅时候，让我哋内心呢，系有一个需要，系好想呢，系得到满足嘅。
Many years ago, a lady came to my office.
在很多年之前一位女士呢来到我的办公室。
And she said,
她呢就说了
I am going to leave my husband.
她说我要离开我的丈夫。
Because he is not fulfilling me.
因为她是没办法满足我的。
I looked her in the eye and I said,
那我呢就直接了当地去跟她说了。
God forbid that your husband should fulfill you.
嗰度咧话神禁止你嘅丈夫去满足你。
Jesus should be the only one who can fulfill you。
耶稣咧先至系唯一可以满足你嘅嗰一位。
If you look to your spouse for fulfillment，
如果你希望你嘅配偶嚟去满足你。
If you look to the church for fulfillment，
如果你希望你嘅教会会嚟满足你。
If you look for your job to fulfill you,
如果你期望你的工作会去带给你满足感
you are not going to be fulfilled.
那你呢就一定是不会满足的了。
But here's the good news.
但是有一个好消息。
The presence of hunger and thirst in you is evidence of life.
当你的生命里面还有饥渴的感觉呢那你呢就是依然活着的。
Dead people don't hunger or thirst.
死人呢是不会饥渴的。
The unsaved person has no appetite for God.
那些冇得救的人呢，他们是冇渴望神的心的。
He has no appetite for what pleases God.
他们是冇兴趣呢，来去讨神的喜悦的。
Jeremiah tells us,
先知耶利米这样告诉我们听，
that when people stop thirsting after righteousness,
他说当啲人唔再对义系有所渴慕嘅时候，
which is the living water,
咁义呢就系活水啦，
they will dig for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
他们就算是为自己挖掘一个烂的不能够储水的池，
It will run dry.
这个池的水呢，迟早都会干的。
It is tragic when people hunger for God's righteousness, but they attempt to fill that void in their own lives with the wrong things.
他说当些人渴望神的义，但是却是尝试用错误的方法来去填补他们生命里面的空白，那呢实在是很悲哀的。
The prodigal son wanted to be a big shot and he sought his independence from his father.
浪子回头的那个的浪子呢，他很想成为一个大人物，他呢就想办法由父亲那里呢是得到财产，自己呢就很想独立了。
He thought that this is how he's going to be fulfilled.
咁佢咧就认为咁样做咧，先至可以让自己咧系得到满足嘅。
And when he became starved physically,
但系当佢系饿咗冇嘢食嘅时候
，he filled his stomach with the husk that was served to the pigs.
咁佢咧就用嗰啲喂猪嘅豆荚咧嚟去充饥。
An incredible insult for a Jew.
这个对于一个犹太人来讲呢，是极大的耻辱来的。
When he left home,
当他离家的时候，
he was full of himself.
他呢就只是想到自我。
And he said, give me, give me.
他呢就只是说讲给我给我给我。
But when he came back,
但是当他回来的时候，
he said, make me, make me.
他说请你将我当作雇工，将我当作是你的雇员。
I pray that this will be your prayer.
我祈求神，这个呢也都能够成为你的祈求。
That you would say to the Lord Jesus Christ,
那呢你就会是对主耶稣基督这样讲。
Lord Jesus, make me.
亲爱的主耶稣，求你改变我。
I want to thirst and hunger after righteousness.
我要饥渴慕义。
I don't want to fill my hunger with anything except your righteousness.
他说我不想用除了你的义之外的东西呢，来去满足我的饥饿，我的饥渴。
Because Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness.
因为主耶稣基督说饥渴慕义的人有福了。
For Jesus will fulfill and satisfy your hunger and thirst.
因为耶稣将会是满足你，解决你的饥渴。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次的节目时间再见。